books, and coffee shops have a long history together. Add a prominent streak of localism, and you've got a new approach to connecting Sonoma County readers with the writers in their midst.
The main problem our writers and authors have had is all our books are in the bookstores, but they get lost.
Jeannie Sloan, who's written a pair of historical novels about the roles women played in the home effort during World War II, had been there. But she also had an idea for an alternative, which she tried on a small scale close to home, starting last January.
I live in Healdsburg, and I thought I'd try to market local authors' books at the Bina Fair, which is a very small coffee shop in Healdsburg. This way, they're in a coffee shop where there are no other books, and it says, buy local autographed authors' books here. And 32 of all our books sold in the month of February.
This initiative grew out of Sloan's active membership in the Redwood Writers Club and the Healdsburg Literary Guild. It quickly grew to include 44 titles by 30 Sonoma County authors. County residency is the sole requirement for participation for the writers, local ownership for the stores. Oh, and the space to display the books, even if it's not all 44 at once.
In some coffee shops, there are only 12 books displayed, so then I rotate them. And that makes it very interesting, too. Every month, they get rotated, and people are excited to see new books.
The list of titles is wildly diverse, including novels, autobiography, science fiction, and art books. The single bestseller has been a small grammar handbook, followed by a children's story about tugboats on San Francisco Bay, and so on.
The best little grammar book and then Tiny Tugs are the best sellers, followed by Artist on the Road, which is about beautiful paintings in Greece. Richard Shepard, he lives in Healdsburg. Then Christine Walker wrote a nice book called The Painter's Garden. It's about gardening, and it has her watercolor paintings in it.
A new addition to the roster is Reversible Skirt, a childhood memoir by Laura McHale Holland.
It's just such a delight to have this benefit, to have another place where my book can make its way to its audience.
A first-time author, Holland is also learning that writing and publishing a book is only the start of a larger process.
I am not particularly outgoing, but you have to get over that. You have to learn how to talk about yourself. You have to learn how to talk about your work and just do a lot that's not at all related to writing. And for me, that's part of the personal growth process that I didn't really anticipate.
So far, Sloan has enlisted 18 local coffee shops and is continuing to look for a few more. But she admits to getting a little extra kick from seeing her own books visible in the mix.
I like to make sure I have one in every town in the county. I almost do. I probably wouldn't do it if I wasn't selling my own books. So I've been selling about 6 every month, and that inspires me, I think, more than anything.
In addition to the hometown exposure, she adds, authors earn an extra 10% more from each sale compared to the royalty rates paid by bookstores. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.